Whether we believe in God or we don't believe in God, life is full of unanswered questions. There are just so many of them, it seems like. Well, Job was asking those questions of God. Why is this happening to me? What did I do to deserve this? And so on and so forth. And of course, his friends were not helping him out at all by suggesting it was because he had sinned against God. And finally, this great windstorm comes up, and of course it's very frightening, and they said, "This is God's judgment come upon you." And then the Lord spoke to Job out of that whirlwind. Chapter 38 of Job, verse 1. Then the Lord answered Job out of the whirlwind and said, "Who is this that darkens counsel by words without knowledge? Gird up your loins like a man, for I will demand an answer of you, and you answer me. Where were you when I laid the foundations of the earth? Declare if you have understanding. Who has laid the measure thereof, if you know? Or who has stretched a line upon it? Whereupon are the foundations thereof fastened? Or who has laid the cornerstone thereof, when the morning stars sang together and all the sons of God shouted for joy? Or who shut up the sea with doors, and it gushed forth as if it had issued out of a womb, when I made the cloud a garment thereof, and thick darkness a swaddling band for it, and broke it up for my decreed place, and set bars and doors, and said, This far shall you come, and no farther, and here shall your proud waves be stopped?" You see, God spoke to Job and didn't give him an answer. And Job continued. However, what he saw was that he needed to trust God. And it says, Job humbled himself before God and repented in sackcloth and ashes before God, and God accepted his repentance. Let's pray. Father, I have many things for which I have needed to repent. I've needed to change my mind. When I've been angry with you, Lord, or I couldn't find answers to questions that I wanted, I will tell you that I trust you, Lord. I may not understand a thing, but I trust your goodness, and I trust that you have my good in mind. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen.